anxious days of bitter grief past, and Montresor abandoned any attempt to cheer his friend. Then came a sudden change in Usher's demeanor, whose significance he was soon to comprehend. Now Usher stands for hour on hour with head inclined and eyes half closed, as if beneath the deep sullen silence a sound exists for which he listens, a sound without end. Now Usher walks for hour on hour with ashen face and trembling step. He climbs each stair, he climbs each tower, still hears it there. No, it's only the beating of the heart, heart of the house of Usher, beating of the heart, heart of the house of Usher, beating of the heart.
Roderick, is that you?
I could not sleep.
Nor I. Listen to the storm. Did you ever hear such a dreadful sound?
Indeed. Indeed, I have. Ah, but this sound you can hear. The tempest beats upon the house as it would beat upon a drum. That is no sound to fear, for the sound's too fair.
It beats upon the house.
Walk softly when they come.
The thunder seems so near,
but it's only the beating of the heart. Heart of the house of Usher, beating of the heart. Heart of the house of Usher, beating of the heart.
Savage lashing of the storm.
Oh, the breaking of my heart.
Why is that other sound not hidden by echoes of the storm? Understand, we only hear the house speaking of the storm. We've seen enough. I'll close the window. The gale is chill and grows yet stronger. These walls are shaking. You should play something for me. You should play and I shall listen. So we will pass away this dreadful night.
Yes, I shall play. Yes, I shall play.